Welcome, welcome, welcome to the School of Radiance, the place to be for all things skin, rejuvenation, slowing aging, and becoming our most beautiful, radiant selves, all in the process. Healthy skin, radiant skin, is actually a byproduct of what's going on in the inside. But of course, we talk all about skincare and rejuvenation options as well. With myself as your expert mentor, in these things, with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed and a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and academic researcher. Be sure to hang out with me over at the School of Radiance podcast, check out some of my research. And for those of you seeking one-on-one guidance where we can connect just like this, share with me what your skin goals are, what some of your current practices are. And during that time, we will unpack many things that may need some course correction, as well as this is how you receive the customized approach. The customized cake recipe, what to do at home, what to do in clinic, as well as ongoing support, is all encompassed in a one-on-one session with me. For those of you who are curious about the icing on the cake, this is where I teach my 7-week tutorials. They're recorded live and you are invited to join with your questions, and I answer those questions, which is a lot of fun. Or I take you into my restroom and I show you exactly how to use your products, from skincare, makeup, hair care, hair growth stimulating options, at home peels for the face and body, as well as getting into more advanced layers like skin cycling with antioxidants, peptides, retinol, hyaluronic acid, all sorts of great things. As well as my tutorials is where I teach my dermal rolling demos and different at-home technologies that are incredible for supporting your skin. So join my 7-week skincare tutorials. These are also seasonally specific because each season, the skin does require different things, as well as there are different things that we might want to approach in the clinic. Now, for those of you who are looking for that cherry on top experience, you've done the skincare work with me, you know how to apply your products, you're looking for those deeper layers. What is radiance? How can we become more radiant? What does the radiant mindset look like? How do we present ourselves? How do we talk? How do we communicate? How do we really cultivate a beautiful, radiant life with ourselves, our loved ones, our family members, and of course, our professional colleagues? The deep-rooted why behind wanting to become our most beautiful selves is to enhance our confidence. And from that, we also have the opportunity to then create a greater community with other like-minded individuals with shared values. In the School of Radiance membership, I teach you how to be in this specific energy, to be like a magnet for other people that are also operating in a radiant way. There are lots of us, and you are warmly invited to join the club. I really look forward to connecting with many of you, seeing you in a one-on-one session, in my skincare tutorials, and of course, the School of Radiance membership. Tune in for regular episodes on the School of Radiance podcast. If you have any questions, you're curious about which option is right for you, you are warmly invited to email me directly at info@theschoolofradiance.com. And don't forget to check out my free 30-minute training, all on skin and biohacking and some of the research to help support slowing aging and get better skin from the inside out. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, a humble human on a mission here to help you uncover the secrets
the tactics, the strategies for achieving and receiving the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. In today's episode, I would like to focus on mature skin tips. I had a follow-up session with one of my favorite clients, Laurette. I adore you. She just turned 70. And one of the things she was inquiring about, because I'm asking for feedback, she's like, I would love to have more mature skin content. Now, everything I share on the show is going to be applicable for most age groups. We're talking 20 to 90. However, mature skin needs, I think, start at 30 and up. Now, the reason I actually put that mature skin need at 30 is because I actually just met with one of my new clients today. We had a one-on-one session with Brianna, and she said that between the ages of 18 to 30, she was in a time capsule, and then all of a sudden is seeing her face fall at about age 38. Now, when we hit age 38 to 41, the skin goes through pretty dramatic shifts because of changes in estrogen and hormones, and that downstream effect on your elastin and collagen. So at that age between 38, 37 to 41, it can almost feel like your face is changing overnight. And then when we go through menopause, ages 50 to 60, research shows that women's faces change shape 3 times faster than men's between that age group. So is that fair? Not really. The fact that gentlemen don't have to do quite as much with their skin than the ladies do, but the gentlemen are often dealing with things like hair loss or hooded upper eyelids or lower eye bags and pigmentation. So different things seem to affect different groups of people. But traditionally speaking, with the common aging process, research shows that that's what's going on at those age groups. And then after menopause, things get dry, very dry. And so post-menopause skincare and rejuvenation is a little bit more of, well, let's pull out the big guns. Let's start to do some deeper laser skin resurfacing sessions and become hyper diligent with our dermal rolling practices. Now, with all age groups, a huge component to slowing cellular aging and getting the best hair, skin, nails of your life is going to come down to daily choices that you make in regards to what you're eating, what the quality of air and water and lighting and electromagnetics are like in your home, or where you're spending a lot of your time in your office, for example. And are you doing regular detox and cleanses to clear out overproduction and overaccumulation of things like yeast, fungi, toxins, organisms, and parasites? Now, it really is going to be a culmination of all of those things to help you become your most radiant version. And at any age group, focusing on those is key. Now, when we're focusing on mature skin needs, what I'm about to share here for ages, 60 to 90 is really going to be applicable to those of you listening in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s as well, because it's all about prevention as much as we can. And the same thing goes for longevity and slowing aging and having happy heart health and having your brain function and your thyroid function and your liver function and your digestive tract function and your adrenal function and everything. It's the choices we make all the time. So now let's get into some specific strategies. If we're wanting to focus on mature skin needs, oftentimes mature skin needs include dryness, hyperpigmentation, loss of elastin collagen, and fine lines and wrinkles. Now, these are very common signs of skin aging. And if you're wanting to target that in a cost-effective, no downtime way, putting your skincare products on religiously morning and evening and using non-toxic products is essential. Now, non-toxic products aren't just going to be included in the realm of your skincare, but also your hair care, your grooming supplies, your nail polish remover, remover, your nail polish, your hair, skin, nail supplements, what you wash your hands with, what you brush your teeth with, different deodorants that you're using, and cleaning products. And I'm happy to share that on my e-store at rachelvarga.ca, and also in the description of this episode, I have added so many new wonderful things that I've been using behind the scenes for a long time. And my clients keep asking me, what do we use for all of our other personal care products as well? So if you haven't headed on over to my e-store at rachelvarga.ca, link in the description for shop, you will see some more grooming and daily personal care products that have been added. And why I'm stressing this is to reduce your toxic load. If we're wanting to maintain happy, healthy hormones and reduce our toxic bucket, which will inevitably contribute to lower inflammation and slowing aging, reduction of hyperpigmentation and diffuse redness, this is all really important to do, to pay attention to literally everything you are possibly using on, in, or around your body, because everything has what's called a cumulative effect. So if we're going to break it down to the basics of what we should be doing to restore, protect, and even prevent some of the things that we can start to see with mature skin, is cleansing the skin morning and night with a double cleanse in the evening. And if you're dealing with mature skin needs, or you're wanting to focus on anti-aging needs in general, that's where using a daytime antioxidant serum is really key. So key ingredients that the skin topically needs includes ingredients like vitamin C, vitamin E, and retinol. Those are three really key skin antioxidants and vitamins to feed and nourish the skin. Now, the caveat here is to use products that are actually going to also be bioavailable. We don't want to just be putting these things on the skin. We actually want them to be absorbed into the dermis, deeper into the skin. We want deeper delivery and activation of our skin cells that are actually alive in the dermis. The skin cells, the skin that we see is dead skin. So what we're doing with our skincare is helping to protect that barrier. That's why after making really bad food or alcohol choices for a couple of days or even just one day, you'll start to see it in your skin a couple of days to a few weeks later. Usually that 2 to 3 week mark is where you will see the damage and the inflammation that you cause on the inside by being a little lax with your diet. Maybe you've traveled, you've gone to some events, family events, work events, whatever, holiday, and you've had foods at restaurants with oils, you know, rancid oils and maybe more alcohol or things you're not quite used to, your skin will show you. That's why if we're dealing with mature skin needs, you have to lay the foundation. So using an antioxidant serum can be helpful underneath your moisturizer to add an extra layer of protection and hydration. Now for mature skin, oftentimes we're wanting to go for more of a heavier, richer moisturizer. So for an antioxidant serum for mature skin needs that my clients keep coming back for more of, that's going to be the super serum. And that one tends to give a little bit of like a tighter feel as well as provide more hydration. So if you're using your moisturizer and you're thinking, my skin is a little dry, that's when you use your antioxidant serum to boost your hydration levels. That's what an antioxidant serum does. Helps with hydration and also helps to clean up some of the oxidative stress that will slip through your sunscreen, okay? So for your moisturizer, I do recommend having a lighter moisturizer on hand. Say, for example, the Supreme Lotion, the Emolia, the Hydralyte. Those are all really nice lightweight moisturizer options. And then heavier moisturizer options are going to be like the 555, the K-Derma, the Shield, the Hydra Dew, the Hydra Rich, the Youth Complex. The Youth Complex is like crack for the skin. That is a great way to describe that product. That's a really nice mature skin moisturizer, is the Youth Complex and also the 555. Because they are more hydrating and mature skin often needs a little bit more support to maintain that healthy skin barrier, because your skin is like your defense shield for your body, and we want to make sure that the skin is protected. So when we're talking about moisturizing the face, we also want to carry down our products to the neck and the chest. So for mature skin, I do recommend, or if you're wanting to help prevent signs of aging, definitely recommend the Neck Perfect, which is a neck cream that you can find on My E-Store. Everything you can get on My E-Store. Another kind of lightweight thing, moisturizer that I think is worth mentioning, is the Reparative Moisture Emulsion. That's kind of nice if you're a little bit acne prone, but still wanting some anti-aging stuff, somewhat lightweight. That's a really great one too. But using a separate neck cream, using a separate eye cream, and a separate antioxidant serum, those are ideal for mature skin needs. Those three pieces there, neck, eye cream, and antioxidant serum, are also what I would consider to be more advanced skin layers. So you've heard me talk about my five basics to healthy skin of cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub, and maybe once or twice a week doing an at-home moisturizing peel or mask or something like that. You can learn more about those five key basics and four key biohacking tips over at rachelvarga.ca/slowaging. That is a free download. You're going to get five different guides, five, five, fives, fives everywhere today. You are going to get access to five free downloads to help you get started wherever you are with your skin and rejuvenation journey. And my clients tell me they keep referring back to them. They're that good. Thank you. But I have added some new ones in there as well recently. So be sure to join my newsletter and get access to those free guides. Sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. Now, if we're dealing with mature skin, we may want to be targeting things like larger pores. So for example, using some of the primer type sunscreens on My E-Store could be good. Maybe get something with a little bit of a tint for extra coverage. We're going to talk about makeup coverage in just a second here. But you may also prefer a more dewy look. So then there are some really nice dewy moisturizers from Illumier. And also my body sunscreen, that's a zinc sunscreen, is also really nice and dewy and moisturizing as well. So there's that. So with sunscreens, there are some nuances with having a tinted or untinted or matte or dewy finish. And I've done lots of episodes on the nuances of sunscreens. And you don't have to worry about the sunscreens that I offer because they're all mineral-based. They're only mineral-based. There's no chemical sunscreen filters, which are toxic. You need to avoid those. And they're usually snuck in your BB creams, primers, foundations, moisturizing sunscreens as well. So I've done the heavy lifting of sifting through the products that I think are the best. Now, that being said, just because you'll see some brands on My E-Store, that it doesn't mean I like the whole brand. And I just want to be very clear about this because there are some skincare companies that I work with that in their line, they actually do have products with parabens and sulfates and things that I don't like. So I don't offer those on My E-Store. So My E-Store is like the sifted version, my pre-vetted version of everything amazing that I can stand behind. And My E-Store, I'm constantly updating too, just like my biohacking favorites page, rachelvarga.ca/favorites. I'm always updating that too, to make sure that if anything is falling out of favor or kind of outdated or something better is available, you can expect me to update those pages in pretty quickly. Next thing I want to talk about is exfoliation. So with exfoliating, I did a past video or episode on exfoliation tips. It was acne and exfoliation, so definitely check out that one. But mature skin needs to be cleansed and it needs to be exfoliated. The biggest pitfall that I see with clients with sensitive skin, they are told they have rosacea, they have, you know, dry sensitive skin, is they're usually not cleansing enough. They're usually using oil-based cleansers, which are contributing to all sorts of things because a lot of oil-based products have toxic and rancid oils, and they're not exfoliating enough. So the corn flakes, the dead skin layer just gets built up, right? So debris from the air, cosmetic creams, makeup just starts layering and stacking. And then that contributes to inappropriate keratin formation of the skin and everything. And then you get all these bumps and lesions growing and precancerous cells and precancerous lesions that get really annoying. So for mature skin, this is definitely something that can play out between the ages of 60, 90 and up because of sun exposure in the younger years. Now, that's why sunscreen at a young age is really important. My skin type, I'm a Fitzpatrick skin type 2. If I'm not careful, I can experience higher rates of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. These manifest in the skin, present in the skin as red flaky lesions that are called actinic keratoses. Now, these need to be seen by a physician. This is not medical advice, educational information only. If you think you have any of these types of skin lesions, you need to get them looked at, because cancers are basically caused by skin cell or cellular dysfunction. And that's what precancerous lesions are on the skin, is it's a skin cell dysfunction, which is spurred on by light radiation, non-ionizing radiation, oxidative stress from dirt, debris in the air, and internal inflammation. There's a number of different factors that can contribute to abnormal cell function. And that's what precancerous lesions are. So red, flaky areas that come and go, sometimes they bleed, sometimes they itch. Those are things you really need to get looked at. So by cleansing, by exfoliating, you can actually mitigate those from happening. I've seen this in my client care, my more mature clients that just bump up their exfoliation. They have much fewer of these types of really, they're kind of a nuisance, because you have to ring up your dermatologist or your GP and book an appointment to get liquid nitrogen done yet again. And then you're stuck with this red spot on your face for like a month, and you have to cover it up with makeup. And that's really frustrating. So sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen every single day. Exfoliate about 2 to 5 times a week. If your skin is feeling rough, dry, if you're cleansing and you're feeling like a rough area, you need to make sure you're exfoliating that and getting rid of that buildup of dead skin, which can then trap more things in it and lead to even more oxidative stress and skin cell dysfunction. So the next thing I want to talk about is coverage. So with makeup, I love the foundation sticks for kind of like a more light type of coverage, but for mature skin, we might want to go with something that will offer a little bit more makeup coverage. So send me an email if you're wanting something that has a little bit more coverage, and I will actually help color match a foundation for you. So the foundation sticks on my e-store are kind of like a concealer meets a foundation for more lighter coverage. That's what I use all the time. If, say, I'm filming or I have an event, I'll just use more of it, or I'll layer a little extra on. But if you're dealing with quite a bit of pigmentation on the skin and mature skin needs, then we may want to have you use a richer type of foundation that will provide a little bit more coverage. So happy to help you become organized with that. Some of the other mature skin needs for rejuvenation are going to include doing quite a bit more with respects to dermal rolling. So really staying on top of dermal rolling about 2 to 5 times a week. I have a recent dermal rolling session on the show here that I recommend you listen to or watch if you haven't yet already. That is an incredible resource. I don't know how long I'm going to leave that episode up for free. So I recommend you watch it now before I take it down, because it's a little bit more content that I'm really comfortable giving for free online. I give away a lot for free, but I just have to be careful with the dermal rolling stuff because I can't really have live for free access of treatment type of things, because that can open myself up to liability, and I don't want that. So dermal rolling demos are in a one-on-one program, one-on-one session, and also my skin camp tutorials, which fall skin camp's happening soon. Just an FYI, I am only doing one round of fall skin camp this year, because I'm also doing something very exciting for the second half of fall. So we're doing one round of fall skin camp. I will be closing the doors for registration on fallskincamp.com soon. I usually allow for ongoing enrollments. I am not this time. So email me if you want access, info@rachelvarga.ca, or go straight to fallskincamp.com and register. Now, VIPs save 15% off of absolutely everything. So dermal rolling is really important to be doing to promote collagen, elastin, assist with large pores, and help to even fade pigmentation by using lightening and brightening products. Now, for mature skin, or if you're dealing with hyperpigmentation, melasma, sunspots, age spots, there are some brightening products that I could suggest. These can be melanocyte inhibitors, so to reduce an overproduction of melanin in the skin. And they can also be things like active hydroquinone done in short periods of time. And that does require some guidance. So if you would like guidance on that, either book a 30-minute follow-up session with me or book a one-on-one session with me. And I will be talking about skin brightening and lightening agents that are done at home in my upcoming fall skin camp. So for lasers in clinic for mature skin, we're wanting to oftentimes target pigmentation, like I just mentioned. So there are specific lasers to basically work like a magic eraser for the skin to help to reduce the amount of sun damage in the skin by targeting it with a specific type of laser to break up pigmentation, whether it be reds, whether it be browns, whether it be broken capillaries, red acne scars. It is focusing on pigmentation. But the energy of this particular laser, which I'm not going to say specific brand names of lasers. There's about 200 different medical grade lasers out there. And lasers are actually the number one point of litigation in plastic surgery and cosmetic dermatology, because so many of these places have these really low quality lasers. They don't know how to use them. They could actually be a counterfeit laser, or they just don't really know what they're doing and they're being too much of a cowboy. And sometimes lasers, things can just go wrong. So when you work with me, I help to teach you strategies for protecting yourself and having better outcomes. So that's kind of what you receive with me when you're a one-on-one client. But there are certain types of lasers that help to lighten areas of pigmentation on the skin, and this technology has been used since the 90s. There's another type of laser that I also like to suggest for my mature skin clients, my mature, highly discerning, fabulous clients, is some type of laser skin rejuvenation. And again, there's so many different types of lasers out there that claim to lift and tighten and promote collagen. In my experience, most lasers are either very painful, the downtime is far too long, or the cost and the downtime is not worth the benefit. So I have a very short list of lasers that I actually like to get behind and recommend. And I have had the opportunity to actually get my hands on most of the lasers that are out there on the market. And I can tell you firsthand that that is what I notice. A lot of technologies that are offered in most med spas can actually be very underwhelming. And when you work with me, it's my goal to keep you on the straight and narrow and inspire you to take care of your skin. Brianna, just after our session, and a number of my other clients are like, I feel so inspired. Sue, I just met with Sue today as well for a follow-up session. She's like, you just inspired me after our one-on-one to get started and look after my skin in a more focused way. So I really appreciate that feedback and those kind words. So thank you so much for saying those nice things, Sue. I'm happy that you are getting results from your products. So speaking of getting results, when you're doing things like dermal rolling, when you're investing in laser skin rejuvenation, it does take time to see your results. And when you're online and you're getting heavily targeted for different skincare products, different hair, skin, nail supplements, different gadgets, one of the really tricky and sneaky things I see happening all the time is they'll compare one side to the other. And they'll say that they use this like at-home microcurrent electric type of tool on the face, and one side looks more lifted and fuller than the other. Now, this is really tricky because when we look at our faces, pretty much nobody has, this is gonna be really interesting for you to hear, pretty much nobody has a symmetric face, unless you're like Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp. There are people that do have relatively symmetric faces, but most of us don't. If you were to take a picture of Marilyn Monroe and put like her left side and duplicate that and mirror that, she would look like a completely different person. Same with the right side. So most of us have asymmetries to our face. One eyebrow might be slightly higher or lower than another. One cheek might be slightly higher, lower, fuller, or less full than another. One corner of the mouth might be, again, slightly higher or lower than the other. Your jaw, your upper, lower maxilla, your bones, could be in slightly different positions from one side of the face to another. If you sleep on one side more than the other, that side will become smaller. So when I see these people on these ads, I get such a kick out of these things. They're like, oh, I just did this side of my face and look how much fuller it is. Well, that could have been their more lifted, fuller side to begin with. So that's why I cannot stand those types of marketing tactics. Is they don't actually show you what they looked like with both sides of the face before using this device. It's just they're holding the device and they're showing you that they just treated one side and that side looks lifted, but that could have been their already lifted fuller side of the face too. So when it comes to the at-home devices, I'm very picky what I put my name and my stamp of approval on. But I do have an at-home device called the DF Mobile, which is amazing at helping to push your products into the dermis with one application. And you use that device alongside the Avance Elixir and the Focus Brown Serum. And for tutorials, that's kind of an advanced tutorial that I teach in my skin camps. I actually don't usually get into using that option in my one-on-one calls because we're already covering so much content in an hour and 15 minutes that's something that's more of an advanced protocol that I don't really want to overwhelm my brand new one-on-one clients with. There's already so much to know with optimizing your basic routine, adding those extra advanced layers like eye cream, antioxidant serum, neck cream, dermal rolling, the biohacking stuff, the hair, skin, nail supplements, healthy products in general that I give guidance on, and creating and walking you through and talking you through that at-home and in-clinic plan. And then I email you your resources in a really easy to digest plan that you can strategize, budget for, and weave within your lifestyle. And if you were a previous one-on-one client of mine, I actually have a brand new system where I can host your product recommendations in a really easy to access format that you can pick and choose what you want to order from. So if you are a previous client of mine, please email me at info@rachelvarga.ca. I would love to reconnect with you and answer any questions you have and get you updated in my system with the products that I have you using so that it's no longer in like a downloadable PDF product list formation. It's more in an interactive, easy to select what you want and order directly from there. And of course, you can ask me any questions. So behind the scenes, I've been a busy little beaver updating things to make your life easier. And thank you everyone for your feedback in our 30-minute follow-up sessions. It's been such a pleasure reconnecting with each and every one of you who are already one-on-one clients of mine. And I can't wait to spend time with you. If we've never yet connected, use promo code podcast15, book your one-on-one with me. I will be taking some time off again in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to a really big health conference with JJ Virgin, Dr. Mercola, Marie Forleo, Dr. Joe Dispenza, basically all of the heavy hitters in the health and wellness space I'm going to be hanging out with for like a week. So get your one-on-one session in ASAP to avoid delay. All right, everybody, that's it. Those are my mature skin tips. And if you're wanting to work from a prevention standpoint, right? Like I started using anti-aging, antioxidant serums, moisturizers with peptides, mineral-based practitioner-grade products and sunscreens in my mid-20s. And I think that that's why, you know, 11 years later, 12 years later after being in the industry and incorporating biohacking and healthy living practices and understanding this functional stuff, I look at my body, I look at my hair, I look at my nails, I look at my eyes, I look at my energy, I look at what I am doing in my life and how I am cultivating this beauty and radiance around me. And I am inviting you along for the ride as well. So I hope that you enjoy being in my energy during our podcast sessions here, in our one-on-one sessions and at Skin Camp. But stay tuned for something quite big and magical and a great way for me to give back. Like I said, I've been doing some things behind the scenes. I was a little MIA between March and I'd say early August, to be completely honest with you, just really kind of figuring out how I can continue to serve you better. That's my bottom line. How can I live my most beautiful, radiant life? And how can I help you live your most high vibe, radiant, beautiful life? That's what I'm here to do. I love doing what I do. And I love that you are along for the ride and doing the work, listening to these episodes and starting to put into action things, you know, one step at a time. You don't have to do everything all at once, but just make one more good decision for yourself today and the rest will follow. Have an amazing rest of your day. Be high vibe, be radiant, and I will see you again right here on the Rachel Barger Podcast.